It's Fiddling Around on 96.1 The Hound.
Warbly Darling, my name's Craig, this is Ezra. We just put out an EP called Folded Hands. We're going to play some of these tunes for you.
This first song is called... I forget which one we're doing. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Yeah, it's Craig and Ezra from Blue Darlin on Fiddling Around today. My name is Calista Case and I'm your host, and I'm so happy to have you all here today to talk about the newest EP and especially about why you're here in the city today, because you've been super, super busy the past couple of weeks.
Yes.
But yeah, just to get us started, I want to give us a little background on you all and your collaboration. I know you've been collaborators for a long, long time as this duet. I know you started from Portland. Is that where you all are from?
Yeah, we're based out of Portland, Oregon. Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. Did you grow up there?
No, we both moved there around the same time, around like 15 or 16 years ago.
Okay.
I grew up in Connecticut and she grew up in Southern California.
Oh, wow. Very, very different.
So, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What drew you to Oregon?
I was playing in a band at the time and we were doing a lot of touring and we just didn't want to rot away in our little hometown. So
that's how it always is.
Went west.
Yeah. I graduated. I went to actually AMDA, which is a
performing
arts school.
Oh, really? No way.
Also in New York City, but I went to AMDA LA. And I'm from a town of 1,100, so a really teeny tiny western town. And the day after I graduated, I thought, where's somewhere cheap? Where's somewhere that has a creative community and I can probably get my own apartment and still be who I am and do what I like to do? And at the time, Portland was that place. Mm. Now, not so much. But like everywhere, you know, the prices have gone up. The housing crisis is real and we're all doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I went to Portland right after I graduated.
How has the music scene been in terms of, has it been fulfilling for you all in over the course of the years you've been there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously the pandemic was an interesting time.
I've seen it through so many different waves now. We were talking earlier in the car about how we have friends that I see sometimes like, oh, you're still doing it. You know,
I'm still doing it.
So this project was sort of born out of the pandemic because we've been playing music together in her full band. I play lead guitar and I've been playing for like 10 years, but we've always kind of like sung together. Like we've been friends for a long time and sung all these other kind of more intimate songs.
Totally.
And it's funny because it like, we started out playing like folk and country and then the band kind of went one direction and we created this to kind of like get back to like what we were doing before.
Can you talk about the band a little bit and what the dynamic has been with the full band and then this duo project here?
Yeah, I started out as a folk band. It's called Ezra Rose, so mm-hmm. it's just under my name. And then it was kind of like a full orchestrated Beirut style female fronted band. And then it morphed into an electrified kind of more shoegaze rock and roll band. And we've been doing that for the last, I don't know, since Craig joined basically, so 10-ish years.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
And so, yeah, we did that forever and still doing that, working on a solo acoustic record now. But
it just made a lot more sense to just kind of like work on these songs. And like, we went down to California and recorded some songs in like this beach shack in Cayucas. And it was like the first time we'd gotten out in like since the pandemic hit. And we were just kind of like, all right, this is what we're doing now. And then just kind of came up with the name and it allowed me to release some of my songs because I don't like, I don't fancy myself a songwriter, but it's like I have a couple, I have a few, you know, and it's kind of given me a place to put them now.
Totally. Yeah. It's much easier to book two people, I'm sure, in
that
various
too.
Venues
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to tour with
a lot of freedom.
Two acoustic guitars and just plug us in. So.
And a dream. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's Blue Darlin here on Fiddlin' Around. And I do have one more question just to give our viewers who don't know you all very well a little bit of a better picture of who you are as a duo. It's a fun question I like to ask everyone. If you could describe Blue Darlin' as a 3-song set of covers, what would they be?
Mexico from Shovels and Rope was a big influence. I think like early Shovels and Rope I was like obsessed with, and it was when we first started playing music together. So we kind of messed around with that and like our voices, because like in that song, like someone's, you're never sure who's taking the lead in the harmony, and it kind of like floats around.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we like to do. Like, we were talking about it in the ride after the show last night. Like, I listen to her voice like a lot of the time just like as my own monitor, and I kind of like I try to like, I'm like, I guess what she'll do, and then kind of like do that. But that's one song.
Yeah,
I think,
I mean, Ain't No Ash.
Yeah, one of them
is
on
the
EP. Yeah,
easy enough.
Yeah,
a friend of mine showed me that song a long time ago, and I was like, "Oh man,
we need this.
We need to do this." Yeah, and like a lot of the covers of it are in like bluegrass style. It's like, and it, to me, it just never matches up with the like the intensity of the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of like, why? It sounds like you're singing a really happy song, but it's like that's like bluegrass in general.
And then our third song.
And that's a toss up. I mean, we could go with another one that we cover, but I'd say Craig and I first started singing Sweet Carolina by Ryan Adams together a long time ago. And I would say that kind of, as much as we may not love that person anymore, but, sorry, Ryan Adams, you did it to yourself. But that song, I think, is a big starting point for us.
Totally.
Singing together.
When we were first starting to try to learn to sing together, for sure.
Your mix of covers and originals in your set, what do you feel in terms of like audience interaction with your covers? Do you feel like you get a lot of engagement from your audiences with those?
I think we just try to be like particular about the ones that we pick, because it's like we know kind of what we do well.
Yeah,
and it's like it's all kind of living in the same area for us. Like our merch has like Shut Up and Cry on it.
Yeah.
I was
going
to say, if you can see
like, we
some
know who
tears,
we are.
Then we're having the right interaction.
This is good.
Yeah.
And I've also been talking to bands about like certain songs, especially now that folk and country is making a comeback among young people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll see like the old folks really jamming out because this was their song back in the day.
Yeah.
And then the younger folks who are just, this is like a trending song for people now.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting that folk music is kind of coming to the forefront.
It is fun.
Of my generation. So I'm glad that you all
it's
are part of
it. It's surprising to see. I went to an all ages show of a buddy's back home, you know, Haley Hendricks.
Yeah.
So I went to her show and it was just that. It was like all these super young people in front, and then everybody in the seats was like gray, you know, like cotton tops, you know, the whole thing. And I was just like, this is cool. I like seeing this much variety in a room, age range wise.
Exactly.
Really cool.
Yeah. And even like new indie artists are adding folk and country to their repertoire. And
right.
I'm really excited to see what happens in the future with that. And looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get on into a couple more songs. What do we have next for you? And then we'll talk about the EP after this next segment.
Cool.
Okay.
You want to play? Great.
Let's do Comfort.
Comfort.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
This song's called Comfort of a Lonely Room. I wrote it a long time ago, and this is kind of one of the ones that we first really practiced together as originals.
Spending days in the warm down summer shade to feel the season change and sort it out. Silhouettes march down the street in the amber lights. They catch their firelight flies around this time. Each night it's here I'll wait.
It's a song written by Walt Aldridge.
Called Ain't No Ash Will Burn. One, two.
Thing I'm told, it burns just like wind.
To Fiddling Around. It's Blue Darlin' on the show today. Once again, thanks for coming in. Oh my gosh, I was just saying to you all before we started that last song, it's like, it's just ringing in this room. We've got like disgusting old carpet in here and we're in a basement, but it's just like the sound is twinkling and it's just such a gift to have you all here today.
Thank you.
And that leads us into, with that last song, talking about your newest EP, which came out in August, which is now like 3 months ago now? Oh my gosh, this year is flying by. It's crazy. And that's called Folded Hands.
Folded Hands, yeah.
And that's your debut EP, is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. What's that been like, getting that first bit of like collection of music out into the world?
Long. Oh my gosh.
We had our release party in Portland in early October, and I remember being on stage and just saying like, every musician like knows like how much it takes for all this stuff to get out there, and like you're like, oh yeah, it's five songs, but it's like this is everyone's time, effort, talent, scheduling.
Exactly.
You throw COVID in the middle.
Oh my gosh, like, yeah.
I mean, yeah. So it means a lot for it to come out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Most people say like getting any type of like album out, the best part of it is being done.
Yeah.
But I bet it's really nice going straight into touring with those songs for you all too.
Yeah.
Where did you record this album at?
So two of the songs were takes from there, but then we went back to Portland and we started trying to re-record at a different place with a different buddy, and we got two really great takes for the other two, and we were kind of releasing them as all as singles. I was trying to treat them all like their own, you know, people have such short attention spans. You know, it's like I wanted to treat each thing like it's my little baby, you know, and all the artwork kind of tied into each other, and that was part of the reason as well.
Memorializing my old house.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All those photos were taken in my last place.
So yeah, we live like blocks from each other. And so we ended up like me and her partner at the time and her basically just spending so much time in that.
We were in our bubble.
Yeah.
Was locked down. Yeah.
Really, I bet it was a nice bonding experience too. It's like, it's very intimate creating an EP, especially one of this like size, because of course when you go to like a huge studio with a lot of people kind of in and out all the time, it can feel a little disconnected, but I bet it was really nice to be just like you know the ins and outs of it all, and that gives you so much more creative control over what it's going to sound like. It's so warm.
Friends are looer about, you know, they're not counting every single dollar and every single minute, and that's what makes recording so hard.
I get so much more nervous to record than I do to play live. So it's like, because when you add on the fact you're on someone else's like dime, you know, you're just like, oh my god, I have to do this, and you're just like, okay, no, I'm gonna do it better next time.
One more take, please.
Recording with friends was just a treat, you
totally
know?
And you can really hear that. I mean, I love this album, this EP. I keep calling it an album. It feels like an album. It's so expansive. But like you were kind of talking about earlier, the harmonies, a lot of time harmonies in, especially in folk music or bluegrass music, are kind of auxiliary. They're just like a fun little thing added in. But in this EP, it is the voice. These harmonies, the blending and the mixing is just so...
We fought for that.
It's beautiful.
So many people. Every time, even at venues and in recording processes, everybody says, okay, who's the lead and who's singing harmony? We're like, no, they're equal. Both are just as loud. Don't touch it. Just set them both at the same. That's what we want.
Exactly.
We'll do all the dynamics ourselves.
It's acoustic at its core, really.
Yeah,
and that's beautiful. And I was interested to see how it would transfer over into live, and it's exactly the same. Like, it's that same type of like
thank you
level beauty blend. And
We like doing this a lot better than recording.
I can only imagine.
Yeah,
well, that is really exciting. Congratulations on that release.
Thank you.
And what does touring look like? I know you just got into the city yesterday, and you're playing here tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, we're playing the Jalopy Theater tonight.
Yeah. Are you excited for that? Have you played there before?
No.
Wow.
We had a tour book 2 years ago. And we were booked there, and we had to cancel because she was pregnant and she got COVID. Like
two great things
before that happened. So yeah, we kind of were like, okay, this isn't going to happen right now. But it actually worked out because we were able to release our last single and then finally have the EP ready and have something to sell on the road. Because that's you know, it's kind
people
of
people want the merch. They do.
That's
exciting. The Jalopy's great.
Sense.
They take really good care of the folk scene here in New York. They're kind of the backbone of a lot of it.
Yeah.
So wonderful. And I think they actually are like an offshoot of a folk venue in Chicago, which is really interesting. I found that out recently.
Really?
So they've really blend folk from all over the country.
Amazing.
And I bet they're going to be really, really happy to have you all from the West Coast come over and show us how it's done.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's been real nice, especially because I grew up in Connecticut, and I'm playing to people that I haven't played to in like over a decade. I didn't tour this way. Once you go out there, it's like it's so much harder to come back.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So,
I can only imagine.
Yeah, I was like, all right, two acoustic guitars, let's just get in a rental car and just bust out up the coast and do it this way. So
classic style.
Yeah.
Well, what's after Jalopy? Where are you headed to next?
We're playing a cafe in eastern Pennsylvania in Milford the following day, and then New London, Connecticut, which is kind of like where I grew up.
Hometown show.
Yeah, playing a record store that a buddy of mine runs, and then a little bar gig the following night to close out.
I love it. That'll be great. And when is that last gig?
Sunday.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you're rounding it out just this week. That's really exciting.
Yeah, Sunday is Westerly, Rhode Island.
Wow. And then you're headed back to Portland after that?
We just fly out from Boston back to Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
It was a trip to be in Portland, Maine, though.
Yeah. Oh, I love Portland, Maine. I've got a friend from there. It's beautiful. It's pretty.
Yeah. I hadn't been there. Not probably since I was like this big or something. So I didn't remember it at all. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So wonderful.
And especially the weather didn't hurt.
Oh, my gosh. Sure. Yes. Sometimes climate change is horrible, but at this time of year, it's really nice. But it's this warm.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly.
Well, where can we find you on social media and any type of contacts online?
We're on Instagram. _bluedarling_. That's the handle.
Those darn underscores. Someone's always taken the handle that I want.
Pretty much. Yeah. It was like, what iteration of this am I going to use?
Exactly.
Bandcamp is the best place to buy our stuff.
Yeah.
But you can find it on all the streaming platforms.
Love it.
Yep. It's all the places.
And tomorrow's Friday, so all of the Bandcamp fees are waived.
Wow.
Or no, is tomorrow Friday?
Yes.
Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah.
It's always nice when they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah, check out Folded Hands Everywhere Now. Blue Darlin' on Fiddlin' Around, and we've got two more tunes for you today on the show, and let's get into it.
This song's called Fast or Slow. Crazy fit of silence and an awful lot of noise. A spark that spins in darkness weaves between the barroom boys. She settles just like lightning, touches down from the sky. Breaks like fireworks on the 4th of July. Fast or slow, pluck it if you want it more than to watch it grow. Cut it down to count the rings if you think you need to know how far we've come. Daffodils on my dresser at the wake, where petals pose a monument to dreams of pouring rain. A vase is just a vessel for a heart that's hard to feel, wrapped in a cage of ribs, a ticking beating. Fast or slow, pluck it if you want it more than to watch it grow. Cut it down to count the rings if you think you need to know how far we've come. The song's called The Longest Winter. We wrote it in COVID, separate but together. That was a fun little experiment, so here's what happened. Here's to all the broken hearted, alone and blue when your wounds
so started,
waiting out the longest winter. I hope to see you soon. Windows and tunnels, sorrow and screens, half-lives and past ones on pause and repeat. I'll follow you wherever you go, alive in my wildest dreams.
Look at all the broken hearted.
We're Blue Darling.
And this is Fiddling Around.